Hey guys, welcome back to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Welcome to the long weekend, welcome to Easter weekend, and welcome to some better days of fishing. Now, the reason why I say better days is because this past week, we've had some pretty iffy weather with regards to that big seas, some really huge waves coming in, some dirty water, and not too much fish to report on a few areas. However, there has been some bite, and this weekend is poised to look exceptionally good. The seas are looking flat, the water is clearing out, and the fish are coming through. So just as a sneak peek of what you can expect on this week's show, well, we've got bream and non-eds on the rock and surf side. On your offshore side, the bottom fishing has been the talk of the town, and the cooter has been in full abundance up the north coast. As for the freshwater, well, it's been bass and trout. Now, we will get into all of it, as we always do. We will get into all of it in great detail with all the hotspots and feeding zones out of KZN. But before we do, guys, a bit of housekeeping and a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. These are definitely the stores you want to go and visit for this long Easter week period, because there will be fish biting on all facets.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, like we said, these are the stores you definitely want to visit, especially as we kick off into this long weekend, because we are definitely going to be having some fish on the bite. Now, let's start off this week's KZN Fishing Report, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who is really starting to look quite positive about this weekend, especially after the rough conditions they've had down the South Coast last week, and more so, guys, because of the fish that has started coming through in the later half of this week. So Adam is going to give you a full update of exactly what you can expect down at the Lower South Coast over this Easter weekend.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow fisher folk. I hope everyone's had an awesome week. Things have been a bit sketchy at best down here, Vinesh, with this northeast blowing. It's been absolutely days and days and days of relentless northeast. There's been one or two gaps in the morning. The guys have been able to wet a line or two, but the only thing really been biting has been that trusty old non-ed, the faithful biter, you know, in these windy, muddy conditions. We've had some coming up at Orange Rocks and some popping up at Margate Pier, so definitely those spots have been producing something, which again is just better than nothing at this stage. But again, hopefully looking forward to the future, it does look like it might change. Now, we know unfortunately the school holidays have, you know, sort of started and they've just not had good weather at all, Vinesh. It's been nice and sunny, but just this wind. But as the holiday makers do, you still go to the beach, and that's what I think the fishermen should do. Even if the water's not looking too great, just go and wet a line. But, you know, at this stage, again, that faithful biter. I do think your prawn baits are definitely going to be doing the work, and I also think maybe some nice fresh chokka, if you can get your hands on some. You know, it's a bit difficult at this stage to get some really fresh chokka in, but I think if you can get those two baits on your hand to try for a nice little clean pocket of water somewhere in a nice little sheltered bay, if you wish, some nice deep holes to go and throw some scattered reef or Trafalgar areas, if it's not sanded up too much, I do definitely agree and say that you are going to get a nice good sort of edible bite, and hopefully it's going to be a bronzy or a brush of an esk, because those were definitely on the bite just before this northeast kicked in. So guys, yeah, not too sure what it's going to do in the weekend, and we do have some more holidays coming up, so guys, just remember your fishing permits as well, please. And yeah, I think, Vinesh, we should be good. We should be good, Vinesh.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, what seemed to have been a very trying fishing conditions in the first half of this week certainly shaped up to be a lot better. I was down at the beach yesterday, being Wednesday the 27th of March, and guys, it was already looking a lot flatter, and the sea was starting to take shape. The debris was starting to be pushed aside, and the conditions are looking rather favorable. So I am probably going to be heading down to Trafalgar over this long weekend. If not, well, it's going to be some ski boat fishing. fishing, but I'm still waiting to see my plans. However, one thing's for sure, you definitely want to carry those prawn and chaka baits. Well, and some squid baits in between that as well, because that bronze bream, the brusher, and those hound sharks will still be on the bite. Now, let's move on down to Scottsboro, Rocky Bay, Pennington. Nothing much has really happened, guys, because the sea conditions just weren't in favor for some good fishing. However, moving down to Warner Beach, well, even though the rock itself wasn't firing on all cylinders, there's still some life in the river, and there were two huge fish that came out, one being a massive pompano and the other being a fairly decent shad. So guys, there was also some other pools where, you know, we don't know what came out, so there is life out there. However, this is what Gary has to say about what we can expect for this weekend coming up.
Evening chaps, it's Gary at Alova. I think it's still a little over after all these northeasts. I mean, I've moved a bit south down the coast. But the idea, these easterlies have gone, and this morning was a good 3 meter wave coming in just this side of the mouth. And it come through in sets of three or four, boy. You could have had, if you had a board there, you could have surfed it, and I'm talking half a K out of sea, coming in sort of north to south. Yeah, with the full tide this afternoon, it's obviously smaller, two and a half sort of meters, but it'll pick up when the tide goes out of it. Yeah, there is a lot of water in the river. The river is nice, so you go and put a little something there, a polo there, you could have a bit of fun, but the surf is absolutely, absolutely a mess. I did go in for crayfish and stuff in a week. It's quite noticeable how many of the holes are filled with things like clothing, bits of clothing and stuff, and that it's really a bit of a problem, eh, on these inshore reefs with the amount of rubbish debris in these holes that the crayfish you know, like to go in. Yeah, we just got to sit tight. I think I said that the last two weeks in a row. See, I'll tell you what, if I start fiddling with my multipliers anymore and stripping them and cleaning them, gee, yeah, no, I don't sitting here watching the grass grow, basically. Yeah, let's just sit tight, chaps, and see. And try and get be the first one in and find that little honey hole when the water does come right. I'm bound to get a couple of fish then. Till next week, then. Go well, and tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Another good, honest report. It is what it is, but at least there is some life in the river. And although you are sitting and watching the grass grow and nothing much to do, Gary, we do know this is that transition period. This is that period where the non-ed slow down, the edibles start making their appearance, but just not there yet. And once this water clears, which it has now since the time of this report, it's going to be looking a lot better. And as the next couple of weeks come out, that fish is going to be coming out with it. So just a matter of time, Gary. You hang 10, it will be there. Now let's move on down to Durban, where it wasn't the greatest weeks, but it is looking a bit positive on the offshore and rock and surf side. Guys, here is Mike V from the Kingfisher and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Before the weather gave us a proper Una reverse and went from something decent up to absolutely giant. We did have a few days to be able to fish. The guys that did put time on Friday and Saturday, a couple bronze bream, stone bream, things like that, there was no big fish around during those 2 days. And then from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the sea was giant, absolutely raucous. I mean, it was meant to settle down hopefully on the weekend, so maybe we can all get back on the beaches and get some fish. But yeah, otherwise, Friday and Saturday were only 2 days Oaks managed. A couple of bronze bream, like I said, stone bream, one or two small stumpies, and that was pretty much about it on the rock and surf side. I know on the ski boat side, the guys did chase a bit of snook in there on those 2 days, while the water was still decent. But yeah, the water temperature got shot up terribly. So even on the ski boat side, it was a little bit on the quiet side, a few cooter, couple snook things I get, and then I don't think anybody's launched since Saturday morning early. On the bay side, though, the bay did lovely. After that heavy rain we had, the rivers flushed out. Good couple of grunters, snappers, things I get in the bay. A little bit dirty, but the guys did get a few kingies. Spring are gone quiet. They don't really like that dirty, dirty water. But yeah, the bay has produced some nice fish again. Yeah, looking forward to the rest of this week, hopefully. the sea starts settling from Friday onwards, we can get onto the beaches. Dying to go put a bait. Lekker, thanks, guys.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky, Fishing Charters. Well, guys, over the last week, we all here in Durban, the weather has been quite atrocious with the 7,000th day of Northeaster quite strong. The swells have been up, the currents have been flying. The couple of days we did manage to sneak out and brave the bad weather. Guys, not much, one or two bottom fish. The only real thing I can really speak of is that the bonnies have been quite prolific. So if you want to go have some fun on ultralight tackle, out to the number one area, draw some daisy chains, throw some small spoons. The only problem is it gets expensive because there's quite a few sharks that are eating tackle up as fast as you can throw it overboard. Yeah, so guys, hopefully over the next couple of days with the weather changing, wind changing to southwester, we might have a few better conditions. Yeah, so guys, tight lines, and speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Now, as mentioned throughout the entire episode, it has been that rough week, but it is shaping up to be rather positive because since these reports, the sea has settled. Like Mike was saying, the sea was on its head. It was huge, huge swells. And the one place you could go to was the harbor, and the harbor certainly produced the fish, a multitude of species coming out. So the harbor is definitely a place to head to if the conditions aren't in favor to get out. And on that rock and surf side, well, the sea has settled and we are predicted to have a fantastic Easter weekend. So guys, that is Durban and the lower south coast. Now moving on up to the north coast, we have got Jesse, where once again it has been a trying week due to the fishing conditions. However, there has been some bite, and the good news is the bronze bream are back. Jesse is going to tell us more about it, as well as the rest of what's going on the Palito, Salt Rock, and that entire lower north coast end.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's all right. We are reporting from an overcast, slightly drizzly, but still humid Palito. And things are looking up. We've had a week of absolutely terrible conditions, some of the worst we've seen in a long time. I would say since probably November last year, when we had those massive winds. And the sea, when I drove past mid last week, looked like it was just milk. It was so white and churned up. It was absolutely shocking. But the surprising thing was, even though the sea was quite bad, we had a lot of guys from out of town come down on holiday, and they were trying their luck as they normally do, because you know, you come so far and you don't really want to just sit inside the whole time. You have to kind of get out there and at least try. And we were pointing the guys in the right direction with every little tip and trick in the book to try and overcome the bad conditions and at least have some fun. And it was surprising to see that even though the conditions were so bad, there were a couple of fish that came out, but nothing fantastic. It wasn't great, but still something. We had a couple guys catching things like blacktail and stone bream. We had a very good run of bronze bream, surprisingly. And as you guys know, because I mention it all the time, the bronze bream absolutely love rough conditions. The only problem is when it gets so rough, A, you find it difficult to get a sinker to actually sit still. And B, the water gets so churned up that visibility becomes a bit of a problem. So what we did was we told the guys, you need to put on a bait that really is going to be attracting. So red bait, a bright orange attractant float, and fisher trace that's going to be more suited to the condition. So longer sinker snoot and a shorter hook snoot. Also, not only does that help with your tangles, but by doing that, what happens is you'll actually get the bait to sit in one position for a little bit longer. Obviously, you're putting it in rough water, kind of like off the edge of a drop-off or something like that, and the waves are moving in and out, and it kind of moves your bait around. If you have a shorter hook snoot, what happens is that bait can only move twice the length of your hook snoot, you know? If you have a 30-centimeter hook snoot, that's going to move back and forth with a total of 60 centimeters, whereas if you've got a, you know, kind of like a 50 centimeter snoot, it's going to move back and forth a meter, which, as you can imagine, when that bait is moving through the water, the fish tend to struggle to hone in on it. Whereas if it's got a limited range of motion, what happens is those fish can kind of come close to it and they don't have to swim a meter and back every time they're trying to bite this bait. So that's where having a shorter hook snoot can be beneficial as well. So the guys did catch some really nice fish. I did hear further up the coast, some guys caught some really nice bronze bream as well. Can't give away the location, just out of respect for the anglers. But one angler managed to get 6 bronze bream in a day, which is quite nice, good fun, catch and release. And a couple of cob came out in the mix, obviously with the dirty water. From the rock and surf, that seems to be about it. I did hear one guy that was fishing off Belita here, if I'm not mistaken, it was in front of La Montana or somewhere similar, and ended up hooking into quite a decent size flatfish, fought it for an hour, and it ended up spitting the hooks. But the only thing that would have been at this time of the year on the tackle he was using, the duration of the fight, was probably a big honeycomb or a sandy. And then that was about it from the surf. We haven't heard of a heck of a lot other than that. From the boats, as you can imagine, hardly anybody got out there. The guys that did get out would have been launching from Durban Harbour or similar, or a very, very small gap in the morning on the skis. But to be honest, I haven't heard much, if anything, from offshore side of things. Freshwater side of things, obviously being windy all around. So the guys on the dams are even limited, but I did hear of some good fish coming out at Albert Falls. Hazelmere, affected again by the rain, but the fish are very used to that dirty water by now. So even though the water does get even a bit dirtier, they're kind of used to it by now. They've honed in their senses and they can kind of make do with it. They still have to eat. So no matter what the conditions, you just have to adjust your strategies a little bit. And I think the guys have been doing that quite well. We've seen some fairly decent catches, good numbers, rather than the quality of fish. But that's quite nice. And I think that's about it, guys. Like I said, it has been very quiet. But good news is it is settling down. This morning when I drove past Tongat River mouth, it was looking 10 times better than it has been. The water conditions were phenomenal. The water turned into that kind of cob snook water, a little bit off colored, but visibility fairly decent. And as everybody knows, I talk about it all the time, after the rain the snook come on the bite, and even during the rains and when the water is coming down the rivers at the river miles, it's cob time. And as I said, the guys did catch one or two, so I think it's only going to get better in the next week. But the thing to look out for is going to be the snook. If you're on the boat or if you're from the side spinning, irrespective, snooker is going to be on the menu this week. So keep an eye out for that. Get yourself a couple of decent spoons, decent size spoons. Get out there as far as you can. And it's not always about casting far, but when the conditions are the way they are, you want to get distance just to get into slightly cleaner water. And sometimes the difference between catching a fish or not could be that extra 20, 30 meters on your cast, where you've gone from 1 meter visibility to 1.5 meter visibility. And the fish will often hunt in that water where it's slightly cleaner. So yeah, guys, that's about it. Hope you guys get some decent fish this week. As I said, it's been a bit quiet, but this week is the week. So good luck. Let us know how it goes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. I love it. This week is the week. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling really excited. Maybe it's the sugar rush for some of those Easter eggs that I can smell in the air already. But guys, it is looking good. The water conditions are looking far, far greater than it did at the start of the week when we really couldn't get much reports out. But it is certainly poised to be an epic weekend. So Jesse, once again, thank you for all that advice. Thank you for the knowledge and the tips to fish these conditions when they are rough. And thank you for that advice on the baits to put out there. I absolutely love your reports, and we can't wait to hear about what happens next week in KZN's holiday destination, Belito. Now, moving further on up on the North Coast, there hasn't been too much to report on. There has been the odd non-edible coming out. Those were some sandies. But apart from that, nothing else crazy. The guys have been a bit quiet this week. However, guys, this is why you gotta stay tuned, because next week, it's definitely gonna have some stuff to report on, because, like we said, the conditions have settled. Further, right up on the North Coast, Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, St. Lucia, we know there has been a massive shad that has come out. Whether it was a stray or not, I am not sure, but it was 7 kilos and it was taken on a live shad. Well, you know, shad taking a shad, it must be a big one. And if you want to see that image, well, make sure to check it out on our YouTube channel. Apart from that, on your offshore side, it has been a great last couple days for the Kuta. So if you're heading up to the St. Lucia area, go and book a charter and tell them you want to catch that Kuta you heard about on Angler News, because guys, virtually everyone had a Kuta that was on that charter boat. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, where the bass are on the bite, the stillwater trout are on the bite. It is looking fantastic. Little bit quiet on the carp and the yellowfish side, but there is fish out there, and Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. So, having just returned from the village of Rhodes in the northeastern Cape, the effects of El Nino, which I reported on recently, are very much apparent. We last reported that according to some prior news and images, the rivers appear to be virtually bone dry. So hopes of some bumper river fishing at the Wild Trout Association Festival were decidedly low on my way there. While this was sort of in fact the case, it's simply amazing that there were still plenty of fish to be had, albeit, quote unquote, much in the way of youngsters and teenagers. The shallows were alive with 1 to 2 inch juvenile fish, and combined with the fact that the biggest fish of the festival came from rather low down in the system, which indicates to me that the adults have already spawned and dropped down in the system as a result of the rapidly falling water levels upstream. It was a case of move or be trapped, as the water linking the remaining pools dwindle and dries up, which is much the same which happens here annually on our local rivers and streams in winter. There is a glimmer of hope on the horizon, however, as environmental news seems to be indicating that while still classified as quote-unquote strong, this El Nino is milder than the 2015 episode and might even be a short-term one, and the Southern Hemisphere returning to a neutral state by mid-year, with La Nina, which indicates rain, developing over June to August. That does still mean, however, that the rainfall is going to be rather scarce until then. The Midlands is in the lucky position that the Mgani system is still sitting at just over 98% full supply level on average, with dam levels as follow. Mearns is sitting at 102%, Springgrove full at 100%, Midmar just under full at 96%, and Albert Falls also still full at 100%. The weather forecast has some good rainfall predicted for the weekend, which is perhaps not exactly the best news for us anglers for the Easter long weekend, but hey, we'll take it while it comes. Our rivers are currently also in a much better position than those I witnessed in the NEC. So with just over 8 weeks left in the river trout season, it's time to get out now and throw that line. As reported previously, Bushman's River is still looking the best of the local moving waters, and as a result, has seen most of the efforts of the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers over the past week or so. Much as the same as the rivers of the NEC, water temperatures are sitting around 17 to 18 degrees to start in the morning and rising to around 22 degrees in the afternoon. Bulk of the fish reported are coming in at an 8 to 12 inch, that is 20 to 30 centimeter class. And there are some bigger fish around, however, in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter, and 17 to 19 inch, or 43 to 48 centimeter classes. Although reported to be, quote unquote, getting a bit low already, the Moy River also provided some action, with fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 23 to 29 centimeter bracket, being reported. But as mentioned, the river time is now. Even though we have some two months of river season to go, there are some anglers that have already polished their stillwater gear and tackled the waters in preparation for the winter season. And as they say, the early bird gets the worm. And some cracking fish have been reported of late. Good numbers of fish in the 13 to 15 inch, or 33 to 38 centimeter, and 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter classes, and some heavyweights showing up for the local lady anglers, who have been netting fish in the 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter class, and that is Roxanne Stegan, and 23 to 25 inch, or 58 to 63 centimeter class. Well done, Cindy Beach. These are your ladies that are hosting the Women and Waders Ladies Stillwater event on the 11th to 14th of July on the waters around Nottingham Road. You'll be lucky that they will not be fishing. With the dry conditions so far, there are still some scaly anglers getting out and about. And although if the forecast is correct, that might just come to an abrupt end as the rivers get some input over the weekend. The bass action is reportedly starting to take off in both Albert Falls and Midmar Dams. Plenty of small fish and a few fish reported in the 2 kilograms plus range. The carp action is reportedly hot at Midmar currently. Of interest is that round 3 of the 2024 Joey's Towing Tournament Trail visits Midmar Dam early in April, the first time such an event is being held on Midmar. Saturday 6th of April also sees the Crichton Fishing Competition on 6 waters around the Crichton Sports Club, and we look forward to reporting on these events in due course. We would like to wish all of our listeners a happy and fun Easter long weekend, and hope the bunny with a sweet tooth delivers. So tight lines, guys, and do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What an absolutely perfect report. It is so good to have you back. You were right on the money with that. I fished Midmar on Sunday. There were a lot of bites on bass. I did see some good carp coming out, so I'm glad there's going to be more events happening at Midmar. I haven't fished Midmar in years, but it was fantastic. And like you said, now is the time to go and take advantage of that river action, because that window is closing. And Jan, like you were saying, those lady anglers, yes, those fish were beautiful, some beautiful rainbow trout. Guys, if you want to see those images, make sure to check it out on our YouTube channel. Jan has provided us with the footage of what these fish look like, and they're beautiful, they're gorgeous. It's got me so excited. I've already planned my next 3 fly fishing trips for the year. So yeah, super excited to get out and get my lines wet on that freshwater side. So now that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It is looking fantastic and just in time for the long weekend, where we have that little bit of extra time to go out and get some fishing done. Thank goodness it wasn't like the start of this week where the waves were huge, the sea was rough, it was dirty. It is looking like an absolute perler. Like I said earlier, we will have a slight sprinkle of rain, nothing too crazy. There might be some better rainfall at other catchment areas, which is very welcome, because we do know that there's that shortage of rain coming through. So we will take it like Jan was saying. However, it's not going to be dampening our spirits for this weekend. We will be out there. We will be getting those lines wet, rods bending, and reels screaming, because it is the Easter weekend and we are fishing. So guys, until next week, while you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.